This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The Northern Colorado Business Report recently surveyed business experts in the area to determine what may lie ahead for various industries in 2013. Many of these findings will be presented at their annual economic forecast later today at the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley. I'm talking now with NCBR publisher Jeff Nuttall about some of the predictions for the coming year. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Erin.
So first of all, which industries did your team examine?
Well, our reporters looked at eight of the main industries that we cover, including real estate, healthcare, banking, tourism, technology, agribusiness, renewable energy, and traditional energy, namely oil and gas. They spoke with a number of experts in each one of these fields.
Okay, so when all the experts fired up their crystal balls, what did they see?
Well, that depends on the industry, but for the most part, we heard very positive forecasts. Some of the sectors do depend on factors that have yet to be determined. For example, folks in the tourism industry, they're depending on weather for a successful 2013 season. They need snow this winter to prevent another wildfire season next summer that could stifle tourism during what should be peak months. But as I said before, predictions were largely positive and more optimistic than they've been in recent years.
Well, that's good to hear. So let's get to some specifics from some of the larger industries.
Well, in real estate, brokers are expecting good things to happen in 2013 in both residential and commercial sectors. On the residential front, both home sales and prices are expected to rise in the coming year by as much as 3%. Across the region last year, the overarching trend saw a drop in the number of homes on the market as a result of lower foreclosure rates and increased consumer confidence, all of which inspire home buying.
Yeah, that was definitely a trend that came as good news for a lot of people. And what about commercial?
In commercial, industrial space will become an even hotter commodity in 2013, with oil and gas continuing to grow. Also driving demand will be the microbrewing and distilling industries. Retail holds some potential for 2013 with a planned redevelopment of the Foothills Mall in Fort Collins and the brand new Bass Pro Shops being constructed in Loveland Centerra.
Well, I heard you mention oil and gas back in there. What should we expect in that sector?
The oil and gas industry is expected to see even more growth in 2013 as key producers ramp up their investments in the Denver-Julesburg Basin. And Anadarko Petroleum, for one, will invest more than $1 billion in northern Colorado as the company expects increased production next year. Then Noble Energy plans to invest $1.7 billion with plans to drill 300 horizontal wells, including 150 in northern Colorado. On the flip side now, the industry could face some challenges from stricter regulations. For example, just this past Monday, the State Oil and Gas Commission approved stronger groundwater protection rules, and the commission is also considering proposals for greater spacing between wells and buildings. This is a hot issue. In fact, 2 days ago, Greeley Mayor Tom Norton stated that increased setbacks would have stymied the construction of the Leprino Foods cheese processing plant.
Well, I know that healthcare is a big economic force in northern Colorado. What should we expect there? You know, and especially given that more and more pieces of the federal healthcare law are being implemented.
Right. 2013 is going to be a bit of a waiting game in healthcare, though. Practices are bracing for many changes as they move into the new year, but they're preparing for even greater shifts coming in 2014. Mm. The Federal Affordable Care Act means changes for every kind of provider. Primarily, providers will be changing their focus from volume-based care to value-based care because of a change in the way hospitals are paid for their services. And that means that it will be in the hospital's best interest to keep patients well rather than allowing them to be repeatedly readmitted.
And that's a shift I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. The NCBR Economic Forecast for 2013 takes place today at the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley.